My new song titled Quackish, which is my debut single, is about appreciating African women. Every woman is quackish, and quackish literally means something fancy and exquisite, something that is not regular or someone at their best. It means quackish.
By the way, NML, congratulations for that single. But tell us, how successful has been Afrobeat in 2019, according to you?
Afrobeat has been breaking all boundaries we've been doing in the past. You know, Afrobeat is doing the most all around the world right now, and I believe it can only get better as we keep getting better. After hip-hop, Afrobeat is the biggest genre right now in the world. So you can tell it keep getting better, and we keep soaring higher.
One word for young people out there?
Well, the secret to achieving your dream, first of all, you have to put God first, hard work and perseverance. If you believe in your dream, you will begin, and when you begin, you will finally become what you want to be. And also, you know, whatever you're doing, you have to get yourself a good team around you, good team that is hungry, that want the same thing as you, that has passion, you know, giving up. Just chase your dream, relentless pursuit, and tomorrow will be yours.
That's NML giving hope to all the young people to pursue their dreams in 2020. Music was also political. Rapper King Kaka from Kenya was summoned by the police after his song Wajinga Nyinyi, where he called out politicians who are implicated in various corruption scandals. In Zambia, police arrested musician Chama Fumba, also known as Pilato, and charged him with unlawful assembly. I talked to the man himself, Pilato, who was just released some few days ago.
So 2019 for me has been an example of what we should expect as artists. We should expect that those that benefit from corruption, those that benefit from inequality, those that benefit from injustice, will also rise and fight us. Even as we speak and challenge them, they will also stand and challenge us, because music is power. They understand how much power we have.
Yeah, well said, Pilato. But how can upcoming musicians use this space provided in music to speak out without any fear of intimidation?
So instead of using this music power to lift a few corrupt individuals, we can use that music to lift the million masses, the millions of our people that are left and trapped in poverty, millions of our people that are victims of corruption, millions of our people that have been victimized by social injustices, economic injustices. So instead of lifting a few people into positions of power, we can use that music and lift so many people to levels of dignity where humanity, human lives can be dignified.
What do you foresee in the year 2020?
2020 is also the year in which bullies must fall. These political bullies, politicians that bully artists, politicians that bully people, must fall. 2020 is a year that we up the game, that we stand and say no to this. We're not going to tolerate bullying. We're not going to tolerate intimidation. So 2020 is that year. Thanks.